I can't even hear myself. I'm in here with my squadron, y'all. We finna get this show to started. You feel me? Ooh, it's real cold. Yes, with the cold water. Hey, welcome y'all to the Amira Show. It is Friday the 4th.
Is Amira here?
I'm right here.
Oh, hey. Keep talking.
This is how we do it.
Hey, okay.
This is how we do it. This is how we do it. It's Friday night.
Oh, it's Liddy. I don't know the rest of the words.
Hold on. Liddy Red is calling me. Liddy Red, you were on the Amira Show. Say what's up. Hold on, I'm going to put you on speaker. Hey, there she go. Tell everyone, hey. I put you on the microphone.
Okay, that's what's up. So, Amira says, hey. Are you, like, taping your show right now?
I am. We just started.
Girl, we finna come through. What's the damn address?
We finna come. So, I'm texting them right now.
I'm about to text you the address right now so you can come slide through, come take a shot with us one time for the one time.
I'm coming and I got the whole gang.
The whole gang? What do you want?
Ask Liddy Red if she got any medicine.
Yes.
Amira, ask Liddy Red if she got any medicine.
Okay, cool. Bye. So we got a whole crew. Whole crew coming through. And I got a text in the address real quick.
I already sent it.
To who?
Liddy Red.
Oh, thank you. You got her number?
Okay, yes, good. I do.
Oh, thank goodness. Okay.
That's why I'm your best assistant.
The best assistant.
Your second one. This you is know, the Jazz is number one.
You are pretty much my best assistant.
I'll be number 9, I guess.
What?
You done counted number 9.
Okay, number
you the main pipe on the line. Main pipe can't be number 9.
All
it
right.
Can be number 3, though.
My bad.
So, we finna go, huh? They over here talking. We finna go ahead and get the shit crack-a-lacking, you feel me? I want to start off by saying thank you to all of my collaborators and partners. I haven't shouted them out in a while. So typically on the first Friday of each month, I have my monthly checkup, get prepped collaboration with Carmen and Dr. Jelani of U of L. But there have been some changes in terms of Carmen and a new job, which I'm very excited about, which is going to change a little bit of our the way we do shit on the show now, at least for the segment. So I will keep y'all posted with that. We were focused on PrEP HIV and normalizing the conversation of sex and HIV in the Black LGBT plus community. But we'll see where we'll be going from there. So I'm very excited. Y'all stay tuned for that. I'd like to give a shout out to my waist bead plug, Donna Story of A Natural Hair Story. Make sure you go check her out. What y'all doing? Oh, wait, what? It stopped? Okay, they about to go.
Jazz
rescue.
She got to get jumped. That's
she
got
to get jumped. Damn, why y'all got to do our girl
in a good
like
way.
That?
In a good way.
You said what?
Finish.
This is my show, fucker. I take a break if I want to.
I just
want
to get nasty real quick. I'm trying to be professional.
Oh,
but you know I'm nasty but classy. But Birkin bad me.
I'm going to turn your mic down.
That's gross.
You know my pussy talk English, Spanish.
That's even grosser.
My pussy talk Birkin, Scoochie, Pizza Hut too.
Why is your pussy talking?
Because.
I like it. It's cool.
They shouldn't talk
pussy.
Out of order, right?
I got good pussy.
Your pussy out of order.
I got a wab.
You got a pussy.
I got a wet ass pussy.
Hey, did y'all see that Lizzo was supposed to be in the video, but she was on vacation?
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, Cardi revealed that like yesterday. Like Lizzo was supposed to be there, but she was on vacation at the time, so that she couldn't get in there. But.
You know, I got a perfect scene she could have been in. She could have been in the little jungle scene with him, with the rain
she's
just showering
to
down.
Be there. Like that's what I'm
you
saying.
Know, ass just clapping.
She had a whole ass vision for her, but she couldn't make it.
Well, she could always do it in the edited version of our remix,
or the remix.
No, it's for the video.
Damn.
Like, she
oh,
been
she
in
just
the
must be in the visual. Yeah. Okay. Damn, like, that would have been fire to have a fat girl on there, especially Lizzo.
She should be in a remix, though.
Yeah, give her a remix. Oh, her own verse. It should be her, Megan, Lizzo. What's that other bitch's name?
Okay.
Which one?
Which bitch? There's many bitches.
I want Cash Doll in it also.
I don't know shit about Cash Doll's music for real.
I bet you bitches looking for me. Bitch, here I go.
You know that song, Amir?
I don't.
Me neither.
But I fucks with it. So, I
mean, go for it, though.
She's a black woman, so I fucks with it.
Black power.
Okay, so.
Speaking of black women, I'm sorry to child. I miss you, my brother.
Oh, my God. We're not about to. I can't even talk. It just shook me up. Okay, we were on the way back from DC, and I was just blasting the whole fucking Black Panther album.
No, I couldn't find it on Netflix for some reason. I almost cried.
The movie?
Yes, I couldn't find it for some reason.
So they probably signed over to Plus now.
Ooh, I was so
really trying to get all that shit back. Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, because I was trying to find that and Doctor Strange.
Yeah, they
anybody got Disney Plus out there, please email me your login at jonathanbrell51@gmail.com. Please and thank you.
You better be throwing some pussy for that Disney Plus.
I don't give pussy. I give wussy. Wet ass pussy.
Ew.
And goulash.
Ew. Get wet, off my microphone.
Get off my mic.
Wet ass throat.
I just feel. Oh, shit. Where are the Lysol wipes? I ain't fucking with you today.
That D plus.
This is what happens when I mix tequila and whiskey together in the same cup.
Hold on. After I go through my collab, let's take a shot.
There you go. That's cool.
So, or go through my shout outs. So I'm going to give a shout out to Nene at Night, the sexpert of Louisville. Together, we discuss nothing but sex. So our collab is every middle of the month because we like it in the middle. I didn't even take. Oh, stupid!
Did you take
slushy,
a little sip?
Oh. Slushy from earlier. Middle. Wet Wednesday, y'all. shout out to you, Nene. I absolutely love y'all. I'll keep y'all posted for whenever our collabs come up. I have a new collaborator, Brie Renee of Love, Sex, and Magic Company. She just moved away to Texas today, which I'm lit about because it's another reason to go home and visit. I'm also sad about because the bitch is just simply not here. You feel me?
That was
so
supposed to be,
We have our new shit called Healing AF. We have 2 episodes out now, 3rd one to be coming next Wednesday. Next Tuesday or Wednesday, one of those 2. We're discussing spirituality and astrology, so make sure y'all tune in to those whenever we get those posted. They're absolutely dope, and she's fucking dope. Oh, my God. I miss that bitch. Drive safe. Oh, no, you're not there yet. Okay. Shout out to DJ Samosa, the official DJ of the Amira Show, responsible for Twerk Time, which I made the announcement on Instagram yesterday that we now have our 3rd Twerk Time mix. Yes. So y'all will hear the first snippet of that tonight when I play it for Twerk Time at 9:15. When is my shit? It's at 9 o'clock. I don't even know when my
9 o'clock.
Thank you. It's a stomp. Shout out to the Latin Barbie Heaven, local drag queen over here at the Ville. She is the official drag queen of the Amira Show. All we talk about is gay shit and petty shit. Her show is every 3rd Friday of the month. Also, that bitch is performing in Lexington at, I don't remember what the place is called, so I'll get that information to y'all soon. Twice a month, so make sure y'all go check that out and support her whenever I let y'all know where to support her. And then I need to give one last shout out to Femme Drip, which is, I wish those bitches were here, but they're not. Hosted by Shanti and Jasmine, my squadron members. They're taking care of Jasmine's car right now.
Femme Drip. We got Femme Drip.
You need some singing lessons. Okay. You can work on that jingle there a little bit.
I'm drunk.
Singing lessons, and then you take a shot.
He taps out because he's drunk.
Anyways, we'll be getting some content together very soon. So y'all stay tuned. I've been saying that now for some months. But in the meantime, just go support them. Go support my homies. Go to femdrip.com. Check out their episodes and their content and things of that nature. With that being said, we can now begin the show, Jonathan. Since you cared so much.
Let him do it.
I'm going to take a shot first. I'm taking a shot.
Oh, yeah, you said that first.
Shot, take shot, a shot, shot, shot for shot. Me.
I need some water.
That's some water in the refrigerator.
Anthony, can you grab some? I haven't had Arizona tea in a minute. Arizona green tea. Is from what I remember, it was good. What's that?
It's melted on ice.
It's melted.
I just want a bottle of water.
I'll just go get you a bottle.
Okay, that'll work. Don't
look at him.
He doesn't find that not on a fucking Juicy Juice. Did y'all know Juicy Juice makes fruit punch? I did not know that.
Huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought all they made was grape juice.
No, they made...
That's a fucking lie. Okay, never mind. I remember from my childhood.
I'm going to say...
All we got was grape juice, because I like grape juice.
I'm going to say, have you never been a child?
I might have skipped over those years. No, hood? That shit's everywhere. Right, that looks grown. It doesn't look as childish. Anthony, don't you throw it at me.
Hit in the forehead.
Ooh,
thank you.
That spot's reserved for dick.
Your forehead is?
You ever just tap a... I know you've had a dick just tapped on your forehead.
I mean, I have. I don't know.
All right then, motherfucker.
I mean, but I'm going to say, who hasn't?
Face closed, motherfucker.
Who hasn't had a dick?
Don't try to look at me like I'm crazy.
Oh, shit.
Sam, we're not talking about you and your pure ways. If you can flip it, you can stick it.
I'm sorry, what?
If you can flip it, you can stick it. I ain't got time for the virgins.
This is why I need to turn your mic.
No, let
okay,
him go.
Okay, I love you anyway, though.
Oh, yeah, we got to take
everyone
this.
Everyone take a shot. One, two. The camera's facing. And clink, 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 clink. Clink, clink, clink with our styrofoam cups. That don't even make sense.
Juice only.
That's a shot, fucker. You can take a shot of juice.
Right.
Oh.
I corrected
tell
myself.
Tell that ass. Whew. I'm out of breath taking that shot. God
I'm
damn.
About you, I'm mixing whiskey and tequila.
It's disgusting. I've grown up.
Okay. Yeah, I got red, clear, and brown.
Sam, you want to get that microphone in the meantime? Yes.
We know you love talking.
He loves talking shit, and I need to hear that shit.
I need to hear that shit.
Whenever me and Sam go to meetings, me and him always end up talking shit to each other.
That's fine.
Me, him,
put
and
that
EJ.
Shit on this show.
Speaking of today's show, so we can talk about multiple things today, but the main thing I want to touch on, since people think it's a derby thing out here.
Sorry to white people at Total Wine getting the official.
Yeah, we was at Total Wine not getting anything for derby.
It was for us,
tonight.
Personal. Like we weren't here for y'all.
Yeah. Hold on. My boy St. Pierre is messaging me. 121. I don't know how to guide them here.
That's how I'm doing right now.
Okay, thank you. Johnny got y'all. And stat. Okay, I have to burp.
That's what I'm talking about. I said radio burp right there.
Thank you. They've been shitty for like a good
yeah, have a nice
little minute now.
It needs to resonate. You know what I'm saying?
All right, so what I wanted to touch on today is bestiality.
Okay. Why today?
Why is you want to do bestiality? I want to know.
Because, you know, the Derby festivities and shit, I was thinking about horses, and then I thought about bestiality.
I've seen people with horses.
That's what your mind went. I ain't gonna lie. I rode a horse, but it wasn't the animal.
Gross.
He was 12 and strong.
I feel like Johnny is into bestiality.
Johnny is not into bestiality.
Tell us what bestiality is.
Bestiality is when you have sex with animals.
It's disgusting.
And I refuse. And the only animal I want to have sex with is a human being.
Which is technically an animal.
So then that means everybody here.
Everybody. Everybody.
So basically everybody.
We're all
did.
Some beasts. Beasts. Johnny is correct. Bestiality. I'm going to see if there's a Google.
I'm going to step outside real quick.
Okay.
All right.
You going to quit slamming my microphone.
You said, obviously you heard that shit.
He was like, just like that. I'm so happy that these motherfuckers are coming through. I'm so distracted because everyone keeps leaving.
Right.
Which is fine.
Like people missing and shit.
I'm scared to type in bestiality. Cause
just put definition after, you'll be fine.
Okay, cool. Right. I was like, I don't want there no example.
Because some shit will pop up. It's gonna be like, oh, you want this? Ugh. It's like, ugh.
Ugh, Anthony. You sound like a whole ass.
That's how it would come up. That's how it would make you be
dictionary.com.
like.
Dictionary.com. This shit is in dictionary.com. Brutish. Okay, here is the dictionary.com.
The official definition.
Definition.
Go ahead.
Brutish or beastly character or behavior. Beastliness.
Oh, so it's not even like that right now. What's the secondary definition?
So the second definition, indulgence in beast-like appetites, instincts, impulses, etc.
Okay.
Third, an instant of bestial character or behavior.
I feel like you typed in beastly instead of bestiality, because that sounds too...
I have bestiality right here. Hold on, here's the fourth one. Here's the fourth
All
one.
Right.
Sexual relations there between a person and an animal.
Four? Why was that fourth definition? Because they don't want to acknowledge that shit. They don't want to go into that. They don't want to even touch that shit.
I'm like, cut to the chase.
I guess we can give them this one. That's what they was like. Fourth down. That was ugly.
They said to be of beastly. It's the bestiality of it all.
It's like you asked and it was like beast, and then we have beast.
Oh,
and
no,
then there's like
segment.
When you like to be a beast, and then it's the sexual beast.
What up? We gonna take a pause. Come on, all the whole crew is in the building. That's what I thought she was a nacho. Okay, hey girl, she's a ow.
Oh, of course.
I don't want to put you on the camera, baby girl.
She was at the launch party.
What's up? I was at the launch party. Y'all talking about for 106?
Yeah, that one.
Part 106 FMKY. That's how y'all doing over there? I hope y'all doing good. I need to renew my contract because that shit is
you
dead.
Said this.
Whoops.
You talking about whoops.
I just let that shit die. Oh, shit. Hand my girl the microphone. No. What? So she got black eyes. What? Hey.
She got something to do, apparently.
She probably got pee. That's what I meant
this
to do
true.
before I left. Okay.
All right.
We'll be here. This where we'll be.
With shots. They got to take a shot.
So, Jonathan, we found the definition, but it was like number four.
Because they didn't want to say nothing about it, for real.
It was number four of to be beast-like.
To be beast. See, that's what we get for trusting dictionary.com.
Okay, what is the true definition?
The fourth definition is sexual relations between a person and an animal.
Yeah, we know
it
that.
It also says sodomy.
What does sodomy mean?
Isn't that just like...
booty.
Like aggressive anal play?
Yeah, that. Yeah. What does sodomy mean? Booty.
Rape of the asshole.
Yeah, look.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I believe.
Sexual intercourse involving anal or oral... Ooh.
Oral.
He said,
go ahead and complete that sentence.
Right. That was a completed sentence.
What? All you said was, ooh. So it does involve oral sex too? I thought it just was...
Well, yes, if the thing in your mouth is oral.
Right.
We're talking about sodomy. Because like, sodomy is also like a legal term. So like in the state of Georgia, a man can't get raped. But a man can be sodomized. So you could be like...
Oh, got it.
What?
Yeah. Understood. I got you.
What type of shit is that?
It's some Georgia shit.
That's some Georgia shit.
ATL, watch out.
With all the download niggas down there... And they want to call it sodomy. That's probably why.
Is that what happened? Okay. Oh, no.
Hell the fuck no. Let me tell y'all the first video I ever seen. I guess that would be categorized as bestiality. It was a white bitch.
On a horse.
And a horse.
Yeah.
One warm summer day. The horse came over the bitch. I was like, ew, what is... I think that was the first time I ever seen cum.
From something else.
From something other than a...
You know, I'm Jack...
She was giving a head, and of course, her mouth only fit over the head.
Okay.
I feel like we've seen the same video.
I think I need a shot for this.
I feel like I've seen the same shit.
You think you saw the same video?
Yeah.
And no, here's the fucked up part.
What's up?
It was during lunchtime. My friend,
where was you at when you watched?
I was in school.
Somebody just put it on you like, watch
this. I think I was a freshman.
That's how it always happens.
She was like, look at this. She was like, no, it was one of my friends. She was like, my mom just sent this to me, y'all.
Why would your fucking mom send
it? Why would your mom send it?
I'm not surprised by mother mother son, mother daughter relationship some more.
Oh my God. Yo, right.
Some people
chick.
Be too close.
I wish a chick.
My mama, when she was alive, God bless her soul, she would never send me nothing like that.
That shit was crazy. She was like, look what my mom just said. Thought it was funny. I was in the middle of drinking my milk.
You're trying to eat and shit. Oh, drink milk.
I bet you was drinking your milk.
I bet you all fucking yes.
She was a fucking kid like she was supposed to be.
You was drinking that school milk?
What? That chocolate and strawberry Ooh, milk be hitting.
No.
I mean, yeah.
No.
I'd rather pay them school tax and $1.50 apple juice fees than drink that
a la carte shit.
Yes.
Yes. Hey,
you telling me you was co-signing True Milk?
Listen.
Hey, look, I had the free lunch. even though my grandparents had the money, I was getting a free lunch because I was an orphan.
We had
the
fucking True Milk.
Oh, okay.
Shut up. That was back when y'all had beans.
Yes.
Totally
yes,
support
yeah.
Deans.
We had beans.
Okay.
I was going to say, I had the knockoff brand Deans.
Yeah, it was like a true. It's been a couple of them. They went back and forth to some knockoff, and then it went back to Deans, and then went back. Like, yeah, it was weird.
Knockoff Deans. What's that?
Anyway,
just
what's the
black and white carton?
I don't remember what it was. No, it just said, like, something farms on it. I don't remember what, but yeah.
Bestiality
Farms?
No, I'm just thinking about the cow.
But you're going back to what you were talking about. That's how you got milk.
So that was my first little.
You didn't finish, so that's all it was.
That was it. Said, I mean, it was just the white girl.
She said, Mom, send me this.
Yeah, okay. And the horse came off.
I got
of
a
bitch.
Story.
It was like a waterfall. Come. That shit's disgusting. Oh my God.
Yeah.
But I got to lie, I remember a time, but my team leader worked reminded me of this. It was called Jackass, and they had a segment where this dude got butt fucked by a horse.
Oh!
They jacked the horse off and had a bottle of their fucking.
Yes, and they drunk it.
Did not see
and
that shit.
I forgot all about that because traumatized
I
is
didn't
so
see
bad.
That shit. That's instant vomit right there. You know what
I'm saying? Who was that guy's name? Oh, hell to the no!
Steve-O.
Steve-O. Okay.
I'm stressed the fuck out.
What's Johnny Knoxville on? That's a familiar name.
What? There's people that specialize in this shit? No, I don't. I've never watched Jackass for real.
They do dumbass shit. They do dumbass shit.
Oh, well, I know like the basic concept of it.
But they did that,
so
apparently.
I wasn't interested. Ew.
Apparently they did the shit.
They jacked
shit.
The horse off and the
horse. Drunk it.
They did not drink
that
shit.
Johnny Knoxville. Okay,
what?
I was thinking that. Yeah. So the Johnny Knoxville. Okay. That's it right there.
Yep. I'm stressed the hell out.
I bet he was too. So was his asshole.
That falls under. Oh, can't you die? What?
I remember that. I don't know who it was, but I remember those episodes a lot.
Not with horse dick, right? I'm still stuck on.
Sam, why you look so traumatized?
He's done.
Because it's disgusting.
There's too much imagery going through my head right now. Too much.
My feelings are fucking hurt about the guy who had sex with the horse. Like, shouldn't she be dead? Like, the horse dick is the length of a body, I feel.
And then plus, it like has a bone in it. So it will actually
There's
puncture.
A bone in.
Like when it goes.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah, because I heard about that. Like, if it does that to you, you'll probably die, usually.
Like,
it'll puncture all your shit.
The ass can only expand to like at least 6 inches with girth, width. But the horse penis.
I heard a long time ago what a girl tried to do that shit and she died because the horse's shit just all the way through her.
Oh, I ain't gonna lie, that's some white people shit.
Out. Yeah,
it is. I've never seen black people in. Yeah, anything bestiality? I've never seen black people.
Yeah, we got more cuts. I see. I get on.
Yeah,
I mean, as a black person, we don't have to worry about fucking animals because we already got our own animals. You know, the black man well and down to the knee. Look,
he is not lying. We have our own stallions in the motherfucking community.
Yes,
so.
We do. Yes, we do. And by God, I will ride a horse tonight for that stallion.
You riding the horse tonight?
I hope so. I'll be going like I wimbo away
in the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight.
In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight.
Wee.
Subway.
I apologize to all my listeners because that fucked my ears up just now.
But if you're a true Lion King fan from the original, you would have known that song was in the end.
It was coming through. It was coming through. So Liddy Red is up in the building, y'all. You know what I'm saying? I feel that.
A little something.
That's okay. Oh, go ahead. Yeah, they can get their little pizza. We'll be here.
Yes, absolutely.
We eat that out of town.
Yes,
16
right in here. Yes. This is where they have the sweet 16. Here. Yes.
All right.
Yep. Where's the family? St. Pierre in the motherfucking building. Oh yeah. And we can. I mean, this is all the furniture we have. Yeah, but I mean,
we can totally be more. Right.
We can totally do what we need to.
They need to just be. I'm about to say they don't got. Yeah.
They got the knees. They got
we
the back.
We do have a big ass.
If you really want, you can take to the backfield.
We have a big ass TV. We have a big ass TV. We gonna put up. We just been lazy. That's about it. Oh, those
are you
lights.
In the air? I ain't seen you in a minute.
Anthony, go turn those lights on for him. Yeah.
Oh wait, hold on. There's some lights on. Put
y'all stuff. Just. They, y'all can put up more hell. So. Yes. Yeah. Oh, it's a party. Why don't we ever do this during the show? I know. I need to quit playing with these bright ass motherfucking bullshit lights. I'm tripping.
I don't know. I've been drinking both of them together.
All right, y'all. So we took a pause for the cause. So
thank
we can
you.
Show.
Thank
can
you.
Show
someone co-signing my
what?
Body.
What? You said though, you really usually are the only lit bitch. She's like, what the fuck? You need more liquor, clearly.
So y'all, I got.
Before you ask your bullshit question, let me tell Liddy Red what's up. So we don't.
It ain't bullshit. It's work gossip. But go ahead.
So I don't want to hear fucking work gossip.
Oh, this is
without another shot. So okay. So because technically this is when Derby festivities happen or whatever the fuck, you know, we don't care, cancel Derby. What's Derby? I don't know what that is. I did think about horses.
Okay.
Big empty. I thought about horses. So with horses came the thoughts of bestiality. So that's what we were randomly discussing. Listen, I had to think of a topic today.
Yo, that shit is real deal a thing, though.
It is. Like people are really into that
and
shit.
There's a lot of money in that.
Are really into that shit.
Really? How?
Johnny about to make some money!
Bro. No. White people are weird, bro.
They're
there's
weird
a lot of people.
Weirdly rich.
People live in the mountains, okay? They right. literally live in the mountains. They don't have a Walmart, but they got a goat, okay?
They breed horse dick.
Okay, I had a pet goat when I was younger. His name was Billy the Bob the Goat.
I'm sorry,
yeah, you don't even have to go that far to find him.
You don't.
Why?
But you know, these white people be out here fucking their dogs, their cats.
They be in love with their dogs.
Literally, them in the mouth and everything.
That's the first thing I saw from bestiality was some I'm going to just say it was some dude, some peanut butter, and a dog. There,
peanut butter, yes.
Yep. You know, dogs love peanut butter. Whatever peanut butter is on,
they
going to lick it.
Put peanut butter on their nutsack and let their dog lick that shit the fuck off, bro.
What?
Okay, I got a question. Do you count being a furry as count as bestiality?
No.
No.
Because if you're a furry, it's just a costume.
Yeah.
Thank you.
There's a human in that costume.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
If you would go so far as to put an animal costume on, your true fetish is bestiality.
Think so?
You think
they'll take the extra step?
Okay.
And fuck a dog?
But you know what? At work, someone
they
did say they did say furries is a baby step to bestiality because of what you just said.
So basically, furry is a gateway drug like weed.
Weed is not
that's
a gateway drug.
But
weed,
ding, ding, ding.
weed was made by God. God made the earth, the trees, these flowers.
said, and let there be weed in there. What?
Let there be trees.
Because if he did not want weed, he would not have created it.
Period.
Because he created everything from the root to the tooth.
He created us, and we created weed.
And
amen.
And weed is a four-letter word for pray.
For pray.
When you pray,
what the
you get,
fuck?
When you pray, you get high to see God, and when you get
my
high,
homie is drunk.
I mean, like, I'd be like,
every time you get high, you get up to the
Lord,
mountains.
Lord, is that you?
Is that you up there?
By the way, God, are you striking me down?
All right, get fine, high first. Lord, fine. I won't say it again. You win.
But you hear me though, right?
Listen to my heart, Lord. Listen to my heart, Jesus.
Okay, you said on your time. Fine.
Fine, damn. I'll okay, be here when you're ready. Ways,
right?
I'll be here when you're ready. Shit.
Because the Lord will do some stuff to you if you're impatient. And he pretty said, nice. I said, be still.
He'll
and,
bitch slap you.
We will call you out.
One thing you should never pray for is patience. Because God going to teach you how to be patient
in all. And when I tell you patience,
duly noted.
Won't he do it?
I have.
Won't he do it?
What? I done came up here on the Amira show, and I'm actually like on the Amira show. So
you
first
are.
Of all, let me introduce myself. I am your girl, Litty Red. I am one third of the Lituation Room 502.
Yes.
I originally met Amira through Power 106, but we have moved on. We are now at 97 The Beat
FM.
The Beat!
Yes, sir. We take a shot to that. Y'all last show was last Saturday, right?
And I need Miss Amira to know that I need you to pop up on us at 97.
Cheers to the freaking weekend.
And I need the pastries. I expected to come up here and see pastries. I'm a little disappointed.
Pastries?
That's probably why my husband left.
You mean the pasties?
She wears the pasties.
Oh, I said band-aids.
Well,
and she was like, they're pasties. I was like, oh, pastries?
Is it wrong? Wait, I heard pastries.
Well,
I got
you can throw a Danish on your titty if you want to.
I can use a Danish as a pasty. I got this.
I don't
pastry pasty.
Throw a little glaze on that bitch. Fuck
I don't think the pasty, I don't think the pastry will last too long. Because, you know, the fat kid in me will eat it. I may not like women, but I'll eat a nipple if it has cake on it.
I mean... Cake is cake.
Yes.
Cake is cake.
A nipple's a nipple.
A nipple.
I just want to say I'm so proud of the motherfucking Lituation Room, y'all. They stay making room, or they stay making moves and shit out in the streets. They about to take over the Ville. I'm so excited they're over at 97. The Beat, bro. I will be on there.
Okay, I will be there.
Yes. I will be there. I pops up.
You got to.
But now I got to pops up in the new location. You feel me? That's my family, y'all.
Same attitude, though. Same attitude, though.
Same lick. All of that.
Not the same attitude.
We are live, uncut, unfiltered. We can say motherfucker, bitch, fuck shit, all that.
Facts, because
you took the condom off of it, didn't you?
Yes.
You fucking the wrong line.
It's public radio. You know you could do but so much on public radio.
Ooh.
Pull that bitch a shot.
Say that one more time. New
station, new location, same Lituation.
Yay!
New station, new location, same Lituation.
What? Don't write that down. Or just rewind this episode.
It's Mr. Lituation, young bands in the building.
Hey, I see you with a fresh beard cut.
Hey,
yes.
Don't forget Family Rich ENT. We taking over the world.
I see. I need a shirt. How much? Oh, go ahead.
Man, what it do? It's your boy Young Benz, 502 Native, man.
Yay!
Family Rich Entertainment in the business. Y'all get that merch, man. $40. Holla. Come at me, man.
Yes.
We're taking over the city.
Oh, there we go.
We hit the city, man. We all over the city, man. Y'all follow me at all platforms. YNGBNDZ, man.
Tell
that's him. Young Benz. YNGBNDZ 502, come up. You heard me?
Yeah.
Yeah, baby.
Y'all go follow. Y'all go get that merch. Y'all support my people, fuckers. Damn it. Shit.
We just trying to be like you when we grow up. You know what I'm saying?
Support all black businesses.
What?
Next thing we need is a fly ass motherfucking banner like that.
Listen, I was just thinking I need to get one.
Just put the ass on.
You know, like her heart is really. ugly butt cheeks.
That's my booty.
Yeah, man.
The new one is a more realistic color of my ass. That one's a more orange.
When the fuck is twerk time? Twerk
time? At 9 o'clock.
It's at 9 o'clock. And we got a new twerk time mix.
She's like, we got about 24 minutes.
I see my girl Sing Blue. Done been in the place.
Yeah, she been in this bitch. You feel me? We was dancing to twerk it.
Somebody our way too. So yeah.
Yes, I'm real excited. Oh my God, my people up in here. What are you doing?
Oh, Lady Red, this is my
getting pretty over it with your little leg propped up. Got the old bedazzled motherfucking
yes.
Microphone.
So Jazzy, give me
that. I'm not on, but I am Bob Rose.
Come through though.
Thank you. Thank you.
Please don't give him a big
hit. It only cost $150, but you could tell him it was $450.
No,
$450.
It was actually $38, but.
Shh. Don't give him a big
hit. I hate you all. Lord bless it. I want to take a moment to pause from bestiality.
Okay, good, because I do have a question to ask.
What the fuck is your question? You've been wanting to ask your question since before the show.
Okay. Let me get my notes.
Okay, well, say something really quick.
A nigga took notes. What is this?
Say, I don't know what the question is.
Right on time, right on time.
Shit. We got a bitch in the bitch.
Jazzy's
here after a bitch's car died. Cars ain't loyal, y'all. What
These
up, Jazzy?
Cars ain't loyal.
So let me catch you up. The Lituation Room is in the building. We talking about bestiality today. We taking a break from bestiality to answer Jonathan's questions. Then I want to talk about the verses.
Yes, I have a question.
What? Damn.
Let me know. Y'all ready?
Nigga.
Okay.
I need another shot.
Please. The question is, if pussy had no flavor, what would you add to it?
If pussy had no flavor?
Yes.
Whipped cream.
Whipped cream.
Yes.
Excuse me?
Yes. If your girl...
I'm sorry.
If,
shot this.
Say that.
No, what's up?
We gotta think about this though, cause
this is so funny. We was talking about this at work.
Pussies is sensitive, so we gotta think.
But no, you creating your own pussy and you adding a flavor to it.
Is it gonna be harmful? Like, what are the reactions?
Like, no, you this
nigga.
This,
we can't even use soap sometimes, bruh. You feel what I'm saying? Uh-uh.
But no, the reason why I bring this up is. At work, we was talking about it. This girl brought it up. She said her dude was talking about it with his friends. They're going to create the perfect pussy. And it's going to have no flavor, but you're going to add a flavor to it. Like, what flavor would you add to your girl's pussy to make it taste good so you eat it?
I know, look, echoes in what we're talking about right now. You need it? Oh, she come through with the honey pot. Yes, baby.
As I know, you're good. I just wanted to say, as we discuss Nene at Night, our collaboration, we've been not catchy with no Summer's Eve. We have moved on.
Right. That was okay when you was in middle school.
When you barely had anything. Right. That was a setup.
You're supposed to. You experimenting. Right.
Right. Exactly.
So when you grown, you know.
And now you know, right? Now you got the honey pot.
And then we got this product. Okay.
Go ahead, product
so
placement.
Honey pot, it be sold out everywhere. Okay. And so product placement. Got me some for my birthday because she loved me. But it's something so perfect. Like, I don't know. It don't feel like any type of soap I ever put in there before. It, like, it's perfect.
Period.
I just
want
to add that.
It don't have no scent to it.
None of that shit.
Shanti came over to my house and this shit was in my bathroom and the bitch stole it.
It was a new bottle. Okay.
I was like, swipe. Okay, so you need some.
Swiper said I'm swiping.
I was at home. Okay.
I was literally in the house too. I was also in the house.
And I used it the next night. I was ready, okay?
Hold on, wait. I understand because us men, we can't use certain products because our bodies react different too.
Oh, I ain't worried about y'all. Y'all good. Y'all don't have a vagina.
Yo, bro, like,
y'all don't have
we
a
got
vagina.
Our own. When they say pH balance, listen, like, we got our own fucking shit inside of us that keeps our pH balanced. Right. You know,
we have bacteria. We're supposed to have
it. Bacteria. The vagina you're supposed to have,
is.
Right?
By the way, let me tell you, the vagina's the
if
whole.
If you need a flavor, throw some yogurt on
thing.
It.
Right. Throw oh, your stupid ass question.
It. That way, you don't have to worry about a yeast infection.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Because you can throw some, you can throw some motherfucking whipped cream on that shit. Cider vinegar. Okay? We're not throwing nothing on our shit that's going to result in a
rash. What's
up with
my job
and you niggas is looking at us all funny like, what the fuck is that? Nigga, you ain't forget you put that goddamn whipped cream on me, nigga. The fuck was gonna happen?
The bitch said she put Tabasco sauce on her pussy.
For your boy.
Tabasco sauce.
Her husband eats her pussy out with Tabasco sauce.
First of all, the bitch is lying. She's fucking lying.
I can't believe
what the lying ass whore say.
What? At my job.
Tabasco sauce on your pussy, bitch. Yes. You're lying.
I can't believe that. That is hot. That burns.
Is she white?
Ooh, I'm burn, burn.
Is she white?
The fuck? Unless you used to burning.
I mean.
I'm real stressed out.
Amira, I'm not ever coming on your show again, ever.
Why?
Because bitches is used to burning. Fucking put Tabasco sauce on your shit.
Is she white? It's
if it's burning, that means it's cleaning itself.
I'm sorry, who?
I just said, don't listen to me. Don't listen.
What?
Bitch, put some peroxide on your pussy then.
There's a lot going on. I could have fucked myself for that work.
If you want to clean that shit, put some peroxide on there. I feel much. If the peroxide is bubbling up and burning and shit, then all right, fine. I know it's cleaning something.
Just take a shower.
I mean, if you want your shit to burn, the fuck you gonna put some goddamn tobacco?
Just take a shower. I want
some
bleach. I don't know, man. I don't know.
I just have an ex. She's a bathing bleach.
I'm sorry.
Okay, I ain't even gonna lie. What? I've done that before. Yeah.
Did what with the bleach?
But then this happened. Now a bitch can't get a tan. Fuck bleach.
Fuck your pigmentation up.
All the way up. I ain't got no melanin no more.
First of all, Liddy Red just threw that leg up. Like, that bitch been practicing. Bitch, I saw you throw that leg
She's
up.
Lying.
You're nasty.
Nasty but classy.
Listen, I don't Back want my vagina to have a flavor.
Ain't no way.
Oh, no.
I had a man tell me one time, if you, like, put some earwax on somebody's vagina and it burns, you can tell if they have an STD.
What?
That sounds like an old
type of old wives' tale.
So for a man to tell me that,
what is that?
That's what he said. If you ever want to find out if a girl is burning, earwax, put it on her little thing, and if she jump, she got something. That's what I heard. That's just what I heard.
Now who bold enough to try that shit out for me? To all my listeners, somebody got to try that shit out. You can email me and tell me what's up. Anonymous. Call the show. The number is.
Why?
If you're nervous, hey, you first of all, you need to check the bitch you fucking with. If you got to go through all that.
I'm about to say.
But let what me you tell you the reason I brought it up, though. This is the reason I brought it up.
Some so niggas are paranoid, though.
Put some earwax on your vagina to determine if you have something. How in the fuck can you put Tabasco sauce on your vagina? I don't understand. I don't. My clit's not going to like that.
My clit will run away from me.
I don't know.
Come back.
I don't believe that's just bad, though.
I'm sorry. I won't do it again.
I couldn't believe that.
They do anything for
clout. Tell a picture or didn't happen.
They do anything for clout.
Pictures or didn't happen.
Hell, I done got soap down my pee-pee before and that burned.
Are you going to put Tabasco
soap on your
penis?
Hell no. If soap burns, the Tabasco going to put it on fire.
Pictures or didn't happen. That bitch is lying. She ain't do that shit.
Look.
She ain't do that shit.
Anthony's face was like the whole
conversation.
He's like.
Anthony's so confused. So concerned for humankind. Hey, it's a party, it's a party. Baby girl, don't turn the lights out. She's looking like, what? I'm sorry. Oh, that chair was fixed.
It was?
In a ratchet way. Okay.
Shout
out to my friend that fixed our motherfucking, I don't even know what you call that. A director's chair?
Yeah.
Okay. Shout out to you, friend. Thank you. Thank you. We got 12 minutes to twerk time. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Amira Rush Show.
Are we done?
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
She's so ready for twerk time. We got the Lituation Room up in this bitch.
This is for me?
We got the squadron in this bitch. We got Sam in this bitch. Everyone is just kind of doing their own thing. Okay. We have a lot to celebrate, y'all. We have to celebrate. We celebrating the new edition of 97, The Beat.
You're so kind.
We have to celebrate Cancel Derby.
No justice, no derby.
Oh, I like that. Is there a like a fancy little hashtag for that? For all my Instagram
thugs. No justice, no derby right now.
No justice, no derby. We don't do derby around here.
Hey, did you know that three horses have been, like, what do they call it? And for lack of better terms, pulled from the derby race? Three.
Them, because they was like, no justice, no derby. Hallelujah.
They, one of them had a fever. The other one had a leg injury. I'm just like, it just seems like, though, I just seem like, it seems like the higher power is on our side.
Yeah, because people don't
because
pass up
the
derby.
Third horse that got pulled or whatever was number one.
Oh, whoever's above, thank God.
Yo, that's the only chance, though. That's what's
for
crazy.
Because
you can only have three-year-old thoroughbreds in the derby. So they was just like, you know, this is our one chance. It's okay. We don't want
it. It's okay. I did not know that. Holy
the derby's
shit.
A lot of money, too.
Oh, and damn. I got to tell you, your 21-day fast. Much love to you for that.
Bro, I'm never doing that shit again.
Bro. Bro, but you so snatched right now, honey. I maybe not supposed to say that because you did it for a good cause. But when I saw you in Washington and you had your arm up and you had them pink shoes on, I said, look how snatched he is. Yes, he did. I know, right? But you did it for a good cause, honey. And it worked for you, for sure.
Thank you.
You're welcome. No, really, thank you for that.
It was a double entendre. I got a little fit, and then we got some type of no justice for motherfucking Beyonce. Fuck you, Fisher.
Fuck 12. Fuck 12. And don't forget to sanitize every 13 minutes because fuck 12. Sorry, that wasn't an original. I saw it on the internet, but I love it.
That was good, bitch.
Wash your hands every 13 minutes.
I'm Amir and I approve this motherfucking 12. Message. I'm fucking weak as hell.
I'm like honored to be here.
Oh, stop it. You know what I forgot to do? I forgot to have people introduce themselves up in the station. Like, before, like...
I mean,
we
that is true.
Distracted because your car wanted to die.
That could be the outro.
The outro. All right, fine. No, I need everyone to know who's up in this bitch. Go ahead, Sam. You have a beautiful radio voice.
Hello, everyone. My name is Sam.
There it goes.
Listen here, Barry White. I need you speak.
Bitch, why was I just thinking Barry White?
Like I was saying, Sam, you can find me on IG at Sam the Educator. Please fuck with my last post because it was definitely underliked, but that's okay. yeah, that's it, actually.
What's up, everybody? My name.
It's a battle of the deep
voices.
Peace
out, Mozilla mamas.
Right. And my happy chest.
How's everybody
voice out
doing?
Of Mariah Carey. With her real voice.
All right, my bad. I'm Anthony. You know, tune into the Mira Show. Y'all should get on the site, MiraShow.com. You know, tune in, IG, follow the one, the Mira Show, because it's the only one that matters.
Thank you.
I'm plugging you. So, anything else? Need me to do? Also, if y'all want to donate money, never mind. Hey, who's next? The Amira Show Cash App, right. For the Amira Show.
Cash sign, successful cash Sam app. For all.
Cash App at TayBaby016.
My cash
app. That's my personal
now.
Cash App.
Dollar sign, all caps, Amira Avenue. Go ahead, Johnny, introduce yourself. Late as hell.
You got the one and only, the big, sexy, and beautiful Jonathan. You can catch me on Instagram at LovinJohn and on Facebook at John the Self-Made Burrell, where you'll catch me live starting every Monday and Friday. Talk about financial opportunities.
So I was like, you're supposed to just introduce yourself. But you heard that, the big and beautiful, sexy. He's been practicing, by the way. Jasmine, go ahead and take that mic and introduce yourself.
Yeah, y'all know I don't know my shit.
You don't look. You just introducing yourself. You don't have to plug yourself.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
This is my mic.
I need to be some plasma
footage. That's the guest mic, but whatever. Oh. Okay.
This is Jasmine coming into you live. Okay, car troubles didn't stop me.
She got the Megan knees.
I'm still here. All right. Hi, this is Jasmine.
Bitch, fuck your customer
service. Coming into the Amira Show. Co-host the Femme Drip with my other bitch over there. Yes.
It was the dip for me. It was the dip for me.
It was the dip. It was the now dip, baby, dip. Okay.
It's time for the furculator.
Liddy Red, go ahead and pass that microphone to Shanti way back there.
Hey, y'all.
Hey,
Al.
You're good. No, you're good.
Okay. It's Shanti Way, co-host of Femme Drip. You can catch us on our next episode here soon. We're just going to talk about all the madness that's been going on, Megan Stallion and whatnot. I don't know. You can find me on Instagram at Shanti.way. Please like all my pictures, okay? I finally got 300 likes on the one that I talked about last week, so let's get into it.
Please introduce yourself.
Yo, what's up, y'all? It's your girl Money. That's right, I said it. M-O-N-E-Y, Money, dollar sign, paper, dinero, cheese. That's me, that's her. And I'm here live with your girl Amira on the Amira Show, period. And I'm just a guest checking in so you can tune in to the Lituation Room, too.
Yes!
With my girl, T502, period.
Yes! Ow, 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 what? That bitch said the dinero.
But you so beautiful, you didn't do it again.
Beautiful and bodacious. And just
do it again?
You don't have to do it again.
I'm drunk, so don't listen to me.
Okay, so it's just a reminder that I'm Liddy Red.
Just a reminder in case you forgot.
Just a reminder, Liddy Red of the Lituation Room 502. Don't forget to follow us on IG and Facebook, and you can find us. We're no longer on Power 106. We still love them. That is still our family. But we are now on 97thebeatfm.com. Thank you, Amira, so much for the opportunity.
Oh, you're welcome. I take a shot for that. Wasn't it beautiful? A bitch has been practicing. Shit. Y'all, thank y'all again for tuning into the Amira Show. We just turning up in this bitch. We went from bestiality to turn up.
Look at your pink hair.
That is for any of y'all to sip on.
Can I?
If you wish.
Thank you for asking. Thank you for asking.
I don't ever ask to touch that bitch's
hair. I actually got a story to say about me and alcohol.
You and alcohol or you and bestiality?
No, me and alcohol.
I'm still on bestiality.
I ain't got nothing for bestiality. I'm sorry.
Damn, I got nothing either. Honestly, I think that's why I hate dog dick. It just looks disgusting.
It do.
And I think my first, exposure to that shit through porn, I just don't understand.
Then it is destroyed on everything,
it doesn't even look erect, ever.
Then it is destroyed on everything that he's going to hump everything to.
It's disgusting. And they're so cute. So as soon as their dick comes out, it ruins everything for me. Oh, the topic today was bestiality because of not Derby Week. Oh, what? She really doing this shit? Okay. You need a microphone because I don't know what the fuck you saying.
Do you remember one day in school we was all supposed to be studying and we ended up looking up like a bitch fucking a horse? I don't know how we got there. It started with
this
your ass.
The same fucking video.
Your ass was
me?
On. No, oh, you started looking us. Up. Yeah, oh, this was shit. Us. All of us were supposed to be studying.
Oh.
And for whatever
when we
reason,
Googled the 13 things you're not supposed to Google?
Yeah, that's what it was. Oh. That's
the
what it was.
Time, two girls in a cup.
Yes. Oh,
and a man in a jar.
Yes.
I remember that. We was in PFT.
Yes, we was. I was like, I wonder if y'all remember that shit. Because it takes a mirror's ass to be go down a rabbit hole. I didn't watch that shit. I remember all y'all crowded around
Listen,
the computer. So I was like,
curious.
I don't want to
see that. I remember that. Oh, my gosh.
I was so curious.
It's okay. I was slightly dethroned from the bedazzled microphone, but this is easier to hold, so I'm not pressed.
And there was, multiple bitches in the horse. And we was like, she's really fucking the horse. She was really trying to fuck a horse, okay? That's how you die. Have you ever seen a horse's dick?
Mm-hmm. We were just talking about how a horse has a bone in that bitch. I'm just so stressed out because it's disgusting.
Yep, that's death. I'm not forking. I said forking.
You're not forking us.
I'm PG. I'm not forking no horse.
You're not forking a horse?
I think it automatically comes out when a child's around. I don't be trying to cut.
See, I tried earlier, and then they came in when we was like, fuck shit, damn, on the damn dick horse, and da 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 da. And then I was like, well, fuck it.
Up, Jasmine? I got work to tell you. I don't know if I told you already.
Oh my gosh. All right,
I'm gonna get you after.
Yeah.
So we can talk shit.
This is about a boy fucking his cousin.
Get the fuck off my microphone with that shit.
Don't spread that shit. They think we be doing that in Kentucky. Stop it.
I know. Get that shit out.
It's in Indiana, though.
There we go.
Okay.
No, that's too close.
That's just right across the
bridge. We literally hibernated. Kentuckiana is a thing.
Stop. Can you get out?
You're right.
Exit stage left.
Where you going?
So what's another animal y'all think we'd be fucking?
Dogs.
All I know of are dogs. Dogs and horses. Maybe a goat.
Goat?
Goat. That's disgusting.
I just saw a nigga slit a goat's throat.
I'm aware that at WKU, people that used to pledge frats had to fuck a goat to get in sometimes. For the white frats.
Yeah. I was going to say, was they white?
Definitely white.
Yeah, well, totally. In some countries, you can go to jail for fucking a goat.
Yeah, man.
Sometimes it should be all the time. You're raping a poor innocent goat, okay? That's rape.
Hey, when they throw it back.
First of all, like a black dude try to join and he like cried because he made him do that shit.
So...
I don't know any animal that throws it back, sir.
But like, so you just walk around knowing everybody in this fraternity just fucked a goat? Because that's what I would assume. I'm like, oh, you a goat fucker? Like that's what? Right, all of y'all goat. You know how they be taking like the big pictures of the whole house? All of y'all fucked the goat. That's disgusting. And then you know the lady find their girlfriend. I'm like, you know he fucked the goat. Who was better?
No, you know what would be worse? What'd be worse if it's the same goat?
It was with the same goat, so they gang raped the goat. That's fucked up.
Yeah, that's how it was. And then like
ran a train on a fucking goat.
Yeah, I heard one of them got suspended because
for running a train on a goat.
Basically, and the goat died and everything.
They got suspended the goat to death.
He raped the goat to death.
Nah, you had to be too into it to actually kill the goat.
You see how you said 2010? That shit happened before I got there. I got there in 2012. All right.
Bitch, trying to choke the goat? Treat the goat like a bitch? Nah.
I'm sorry. If I had to fuck a goat in order to be in a fraternity, I'm going to bow out. I'm sorry.
Like, you fucking a goat. Like, who came up with that?
Are they watching them fuck a goat, or is there like an initiation room?
Are they going to need proof that you fucked the goat?
They left him in the room.
Do they watch you fuck the goat?
You know how white rats do. They make you, yeah, they all hyping you up.
Well, we know there's going to be a white crowd. No black, no niggas.
Well, yeah, that was my first question.
There's the occasional black guy in farmhouse.
Because I heard, because one of them came up to, like, you know, remember, like, one of our black leaders on campus, and they was, like, crying and stuff because of what all the white people did to them because when he was trying to pledge and stuff, like, because they would call him the N-word, and they make him do that shit, what I just said. It was, like, hella stuff, and it's traumatic. It's like, yeah, man, that's why you don't fuck with them white people because...
That's the way I always pictured it for black people pledging to white people.
Yeah, it's really bad for them. And then, like I said, they'll open up to, like, out of nowhere, like, 3 months after they pledged, they'll be like, they treat me so bad.
Aww.
And
it's
like... And I'd be like, bro, we knew you was one of them, but you shouldn't have did it. And
it's like, you made this choice, all right? We can't warn you. I would, too. But I would come before I have to be forced to fuck a goat.
I would have done my research.
If this is white culture, I see what they don't claim.
I don't care how much research you do. If I have to fuck a goat to join your fraternity or your anything, hell no.
Yeah, that's what we talk. There's, like, white fraternities. Like, on our campus, there was a white fraternity where you had to fuck a goat to get in.
Bestiality, y'all.
Yeah.
This is real life. Initiation.
And they watched you do it.
Yes.
You know how white fraternities are. They're like, yeah, dude. They're like pumping you up and shit.
I'm so gay. I piss rainbows and shit Skittles.
So what, you want them to give you a male goat?
No. I'm saying.
What's your point?
I would rather fuck a bitch before I fuck a goat.
This is the gayest nigga I know.
I would rather go back to pussy before I fuck a goat. I'm sorry.
Shit just got real.
But I just feel like that's not enough for them. You fucking a bitch. You've already fucked a bitch. Like, it's not
enough.
Don't
remind me.
Oh, with that being said,
first of all, I'm about to turn we ain't the Tabasco bitches, all right? Down. We're some good ones
over
here.
I'm about to turn one's mic down.
The bitch had some wet ass pussy. It was good. No.
Oh my God, Jonathan talking about WAP is disgusting. Hey,
I mean, hey.
Jonathan, talk
about say macaroni. And a, I wouldn't say it was macaroni in a pot. It looked like a bowl of chitlins.
Excuse me? All right. So with that being said, no, y'all,
she was light skinned.
I need her quiet for two seconds while we talk about. I can't stand Jonathan talking about wet ass pussy. All right. It is 9:02, and you know what that means? We are 2 minutes late to twerk time by DJ Samosa. I'm going to go ahead and restart this track one time for y'all. Y'all go ahead and enjoy. Be safe. If you get ready to go do some not derby shit, I support you. With that being said, we'll be right back with ya. Don't go anywhere.
I mean, you can still get drunk and party.
What the hell? One more time for the people in the back. The Amira Show.
Ooh, it's DJ Samosa.
Baby, back it up, back it up. Can I smack it up, smack it up? Do a split, do a split. Can you toot it up, super thot thighs, eat it up, super sucker ready. Let me shoot it up, bang bang. Moose, I got a new flow, got a new vibe, vibe, vibe. Back it up, set up like I'm juvenile, bang bang. Moose, I got a new girl, I'm a new car. She on the dance floor with no panties on.
Is it fat enough? When I throw it back, is it fast enough? If I speed it up, can you handle that? You ain't ready for this work now. Watch me dishes. He wanna ride on the horse, he need to give me the keys to a Porsche. I told him, until you finish your dinner, how can I let you leave off of the porch? Well, let me buddy your corn on the car, we give each other more in the bomb. He like to put a little oil on my ass before we record, so I feel like a star, rolling like I'm Tina, be Aquafina, make this booty giggle like you Martin and I'm Gina, put me in designer, let me meet your mama, if you got another, don't put me in no drama.
Tell the skinny hoe to point me where the thick hoe that, he want a flat booty, I'm not with all that. Chills for days and I got wheels for weeks. I bring out the fleet and it bring out the freaks. It's a block party, they done blocked off half the street. She's a big booty, doing everything. She's a walking bag of money, she's a mouthpiece. When you run the game,
DJ Khaled. Calling my phone like I'm locked up, nonstop. From the plane to the helicopter, yeah. Cops pulling up like I'm giving drugs. Nah. I'm a pop star, not a doctor.
Ooh, it's DJ Samosa.
From the plane to the helicopter, yeah. Cops pulling up like I'm giving drugs. Nah. I'm a pop star, not a doctor.
Hey, shorty with the long text, I don't talk. Shorty with the long legs, she don't walk. Yeah, last year I kept it on the tuck. Hey. 2020, I came to get up, yeah. I want a long life, a legendary one. I want a quick death and an easy one. I want a pretty girl and an honest one. I want this drink and another one, yeah. And I'm troublesome, yeah. I'm a pop star, but this ain't bubblegum, yeah. You would probably think my manager is Scooter Braun, yeah. But my manager with 20 and Budokan, yeah. Hey, look, Ariana's
Selena, my Visa. It can take as many charges as it needs to, my girl. At platinum, just like all of my releases, my girl. Come for me, I tear them all to pieces, my girl. I'ma show your sexy what relief is, my girl. Please don't take no despite that how you geeking. And I'm not driving nothing that I gotta stick the keys in. Wonder how I got this way, I swear I got the... Calling my phone like I'm locked up nonstop. From the plane to the helicopter, yeah. Cops pulling up like I'm giving drugs. Ah, nah, nah. I'm a pop star, not a doctor. Calling my phone like I'm locked up nonstop. From the plane to the helicopter, yeah. Cops pulling up like I'm giving drugs. Ah, nah, nah. I'm a pop star, not a doctor.
Dance with me.
Let me see you. Let me see you.
Dance with me.
Let me see you.
Dance with me. Dance with me.
Let me see you.
Right foot up, left foot slide. Left foot up, right foot slide. Basically, I'm saying either way, we about to slide. Can't let this one slide. Black leather glove, no sequin. Buckles on the jacket, it's elite. Nike crossbody, got a piece in it. Gotta dance, but it's really on some street. I'ma show you how to get it. It go right foot up, left foot slide, left foot up, right foot slide. Basically, I'm saying either way, we bout to slide. Hey, can't let this one slide. Hey, don't you wanna dance with me? No, I could dance like Michael Jackson. I could give you the passion. It's a thriller in a trap. Where we from? Baby, don't you wanna dance with me? No, I could dance like Michael Jackson. I could give you satisfaction. And you know we out here every day with it. I'ma show you how to get it. It go right foot up, left foot slide. Left foot up, right foot slide. Basically, I'm saying either way, we bout to slide. Hey, can't let this one slide. Hey. 2,000 shorties wanna tie the knot. Hey, yeah. 200 on my brother's block. Oh, yeah. Pedal off the roads like I love or not. Maybe not. I don't know what's wrong with me.
Want no smoke with me. Okay. Been turning smoke, up 800 degree. Whole team eat, chef's cause she's a treat. Ooh, she's so bougie, won't never teeth.
I'm a savage, had a tooth nasty. Talk big, but my bank account match it. Hood, but I'm classy. Rich, but I'm ratchet. Haters kept my name in their mouth, not a gagging. Bougie. He say the way that thing move is a movie. I told that boy we gotta keep it lowly, me the room key. I done bled the block and now it's hot Tunchi. I'm mood and I'm moody. I'm a savage. Okay. Classy, bougie, ratchet. Okay. Sassy, moody, hey. Nasty. Hey. Yeah. Acting stupid, what's happening? What's happening? I'm a savage. Classy, bougie, ratchet. Sassy, moody, nasty.
Hips tick tock when I dance. On that demon time, she might start her OnlyFans. Big B and that B stand for bands. If you wanna see some real, baby, here's your chance. I say left cheek, right cheek, drop it low and swing. Texas up in this thing, put you up on this game. I be parking my frame, gang, 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 gang. If you don't jump to put jeans on, baby, you don't feel my pain. Please don't give me hype. Write my name in ice. Can't argue with these lazy basics. I just raise my price. I'm a boss. I'm a leader. I pull up in my two-seater. And my mama was a savage. Look, I got this here from Tina. I'm a savage. Yeah.
Classy, bougie, ratchet. Sassy, moody, nasty. Acting stupid. What's happening? What's happening? I'm a savage.
Holiday shoes with a bitch shining, looking like the moon. Says she wanna party, wanna let it loose. Busting out my bag and chain all the loot. It's jumping, let it in. Ooh, I put it out, they come in. Ooh, came up off a brick, bought a rich meal. My new watch don't tick. Louis V made a movie and brought another film. It's a dime dot. I stand this Lamborghini on one wheel. 12 o'clock and I got my clock and I'm on one. Monday, already Sunday. Pick a time drill. Get my ladies, I'm getting my paper. I'm getting my 1,000%. Keep it 1,000 with me. Started with my squad, so I can't chill. Money over, gotta play the field. Corona.
coronavirus diamonds, you can catch the flu. Trapping bandos, walking Jimmy Choo. Solitaries made a rock star too. Solitary diamonds, I can show proof that these b****s on me just like a pop group. I got racks on my mind and I can't lose. And I got solitary diamonds, solitary jewels. Watches full of kids, pockets full of blue. Solitary diamonds, solitary jewels. Girls getting naked in my swimming pool. I wanna take care of you and your friends. Ooh, I put it out, they come in. Ooh, radical decisions, what we always choose. All the dogs is hungry and they selling food. Every time we do it, 10 they hit the news. I don't want it if it's stiffer, if that f- lose. Running, know they gunning, cause I got the juice. I've been thugging since the youngin' brought the word to school. Flooding all the hunnids, we done broke the pool. All this money bring the power, I done made the rules. Sipping up, fiend, got my screws loose. Making all this money, got my screws loose. Riding Lamborghini, made up juice. See it gripping on the wheel, playing in the. Diamonds on my neck, been going crazy. Think I need to see a psychiatrist. Living in the streets in the gutter rich, man. I know how to sell narcotics. When they let us off a lock, man, we gon' make that pop. Been humping wifey for so long, she got a limp when she walk. Got 7 drops in 4 spots, I get to pick where I live. In the back, they playing twins like a UFC zoo. On my teeth, these diamonds twinkle in her legs, a jacuzzi. I be tweaking every day, I got some screws missing. I keep an MX, don't pull me, no, not my 270s. And they know just where I be, it's like I'm 713. Having money on this side is not the conversation. Solitary diamonds for my dog inside, he waiting, yeah. Solitary diamonds, solitary jewels. With a bitch shining, looking like the moon. Say she wanna party, wanna let it loose. Busting out my bag, I'm sharing all the loot. I wanna take care of you and your friends. Ooh, I put it out, they come in.
Ooh, it's DJ Samosa.
DJ Samosa. Come with me. Leave all of your things, yeah. You can stop at Gucci, stop at Louis V, yeah. Come with me, fly you out to grief. Full speed, so volley Paris, yeah. Come with me, leave all of your things, yeah. You can stop at Gucci, stop at Louis V, yeah. Come with me, fly you out to grief. Full speed, so volley Paris. Speedboats, baby, in Nikki Beach. Waves in my ear, smoking. Ripping through the sand in a Jeep. All because of what I did on beats, baby. Life's sweet, baby. I stop, baby. You just go get ready, we go out, baby. Long time looking for the bounce, yeah. Ozzy had to bounce, yeah. Come with me, leave all of your things, yeah. You can stop at Gucci, stop at Louis V, yeah. Come with me, fly you out to grief. Full speed, so volley Paris. Come with me, leave all of your things, yeah. You can stop at Gucci, stop at Louis V, yeah. Come with me, fly you out to grief. Full speed, je suis ton genie. Rolls Royce, baby, in hidden heels. Bags full of $100 bills. Jogging past your wife and she get chill. All because of how I kept it real. Life's sweet, baby, on a G-way. I get you anything you need, baby, yeah. Work for everything you see, baby. Ooh, wee, baby. Ooh, come with me, leave all of your things, yeah. You can stop at Gucci, stop at Louis V, yeah. Come with me, fly you out to Paris. Full speed, so volley Paris. Come with me, leave all of your things, yeah. You can stop at Gucci, stop at Louis V, yeah. Come with me, fly you out to Paris. Full speed, so volley Paris.
Drive my Lambo like a Chevy on some rich. You can't talk to my girl, she a rich. Told the teacher I was gonna be on the rich list. Told you black, quarter mil on his wrist. Black with a bad.
I went got the bag and now everything.
One hot now tap.
I went got the bag.
Sorry, what?
Two hot. Let's go.
I went all the way through hell and back.
Oh, that
Charlie Brown
over there. What are you, Charlie Browning over there?
You say you bringing it back now, y'all?
I'm turning it down because twerk time's over.
You sound like a.
Oh, that was going to cha cha. Ooh. What'd you say?
I thought it was going to cha cha. So I'm sorry.
The cha. You know.
Get out.
Don't get out. No. There's too much movement.
Go ahead, clock out for me. Thank you.
I told you extra already. That's how you know he's at like his first levels of being drunk. You are already extra.
I've been.
But
I've
it's
been
amplified.
Past it. I've been past that.
You have taken your shirt off since I've been here.
Ladies and gentlemen, almost non-binary conformists, like a lot has happened during that twerk session.
Not yet.
Little do y'all know. Yeah.
I ain't glad Sam came in here. I was in here in the dark watching God of War videos.
Thought he was going to say porn.
Why were you in the dark?
That's what I was wondering.
I like being in the dark.
I said, Jonathan, turn off the lights. He
it
said,
was cold, it was dark, and I was comfortable.
He said I was comfortable.
You was trying to masturbate.
You trying to masturbate to God of War videos?
No.
You sick
No, he
fuck.
Probably hurried up and switched.
He is a dope low fine daddy. Just,
I mean, he is a daddy, but no, I was watching God of War.
You like dad.
I was watching God of War because they got a new God of War game coming out next year. And I was looking at the theories.
Okay.
I still think you're about to masturbate, but I'm going to keep my
I'm going to say no.
In the dark.
I'm about to masturbate at home in the comfort of my own bed.
Good to know. Welcome back to the Amira Show.
It is
because
I believe you're masturbated other places. But welcome back. Hey,
welcome
everybody.
Back to the Amira Show. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed twerk time. That's our third mix by DJ Samosa, the official DJ of the Amira Show. How are y'all doing in the station tonight? Jonathan is talking about masturbating to dad bods.
I was not talking about masturbating to God of War.
That's not even that's not what America is.
I said dad bods.
See, look, that's how you catch a nigga in the lie.
That's how you catch a nigga. I wasn't masturbating to God of War. Yes, she was. Caught.
No, thank you.
You don't prefer that dad bod?
No.
That's the most bod of all dads you'll ever get. That's the most godly of all dad bods.
No,
you'll
I'd probably go for the hoe Zeus.
That is a hoe. That's a hoe right there.
That's a whole hoe.
That's an entire whore.
That's a whole hoe.
Oh, here we go.
I feel so bad for his wife.
Listen, she want to stay for the money and the power.
Like,
that's
feel
cool.
Bad for her.
That's cool.
She been in on the little bangs.
Like, I'm gonna say she not.
Zeus is what?
She like loyal. She like loyal monogamous, but like she ain't tripping.
I think she knew what she signed up for.
She knew exactly.
She be included sometimes. Like damn,
That's true. That's true.
And then three, she probably has her own. Like you don't mess with their situation.
That could be true. You know, women, they do have their secrets well.
First of all, don't say women. Like,
women like.
Men just exempt.
Exactly. What?
Name one.
No,
name
that's
one,
true. If anything, one, that's a complimentary.
Name one secret. Name one secret scandal a man can hold secret to.
How can we name it if it's a secret? Ooh.
But you know, a man going to blurt. A man going to blurt out before a woman will deal.
A man will have a whole second family.
That is true.
About.
That's true.
And you don't find out until you're at the reading
until
of the
until you're at
like,
the.
What the fuck you talking about?
Yeah, men are dogs, women are cats.
This bitch is such a criminal justice major.
A cat can go out into the street and have a whole secret whole life and come back home and go, meow. A dog, you can see a tear of the trash, tear of the yard, tear up other people's stuff.
No, that's just a sloppy one. That's one that don't give a fuck if you find out or not. If they doing all that shit, they don't give a fuck if you know. They're just gonna take the argument and go to sleep. Like that's it.
Who said that, Jody? Jody. Jody.
My favorite part is I hate you, Jody.
I hate you, Jody. Right, he eating that bitch up.
On my mind.
I love you, Jody.
But Yvette, she kept coming back until he got sick of her. I'm sorry, Jody. Shut the door on her face. I remember that. BET play that movie all the time. I'm like, I can say that movie. I'm sorry, Jody.
I don't like when they play the movie because they cut out all that I want to see.
Hey. Oh, I did. I learned what a leap, like when they was popping around the room. I was like, what is this?
Listen.
Why was it not? Bitch, that was innovational.
Like, speaking of BET, I do have the BET app.
Hold on. I didn't know what oral sex was, so that scene when he was.
Shut up.
Damn!
Take your time.
I'm sorry.
God. I'm over here trying to talk about how I didn't know what oral sex was, so I didn't know Tyrese was giving homegirl head.
She said, okay, if you're going to talk, at least put the mic down.
And I've been giving head since I was 13.
She said social distance point? From the mic.
Bitch, damn. You always want to name drop your hoish ways.
Not name dropping, it's age dropping.
Age drop my hoish ways.
And what, do you want a plaque?
I mean, I would like a plaque.
Stupid.
What would the plaque say?
What would it say? Thank you.
Hold on. So I have a follow-up question. No, actually, answer that one.
Answer that one first. I like that
one. What would the plaque say?
What would your plaque say?
What would you say at my award ceremony?
Okay, no. Being bad at head since 13. All right. That's the plaque.
All right. I ain't going to lie. My head
what would you say at my award ceremony now that you made a hoe out of me?
Beyonce.
Not on the birthday. Is today her birthday?
Today's her birthday.
I was it yesterday.
According to Shanti.
Yeah, yes. They quoted Beyonce on her birthday in reference to his bed head. That's rude.
Wait, what did you quote it as?
Hold listen.
That was rude. Wait,
ah, but they killed me out. Beyonce album. Anyway, so was you fucking or just sucking at 13?
Just sucking.
Oh, well, disgusting. Shut the fuck up. I was doing both, bitch. Calm the fuck down.
Oh, my God. Right.
Bitch, I didn't want a plaque for nothing, for half the work.
I would get a plaque for sucking. God. Sometimes half, sucking can get a man off, work. Too.
Oh, my God.
Duh, bitch.
It
professional.
Should.
The fuck?
I didn't have sex until 16. I didn't suck a dick until maybe a couple years later.
I don't
look at
that.
You are so cute.
And I didn't drink till I was 21.
You was fucking before you were sucking.
I was.
I wouldn't say it's an experience. Sucking just meant that she had a makeup
intimidated me. I looked at the dick like, what do they do with that? I was watching porn too.
I knew, but I just wasn't confident.
Ready to suck a dick yet.
Why? Who remembers that Katie girl and her sex quizzes and all that?
Who's Katie?
Her name was Katie Morgan, I believe. I don't know. And she had like late night quizzes.
You remember that old lady, the old white lady? Yeah. That's like business, ain't it? Listen, I used to watch her. She used to just have the dildos like, see, this is a dildo.
This is a dildo. Damn. I'm sorry.
I did not know they had those.
Yeah.
I didn't know what I was watching.
I knew it was a dick. I was like, okay.
Hold on, y'all. Do y'all remember Angel? That was my bitch. Who did the...
Oh.
That thing? And she did use the grapefruit. Yes, her name was Angel.
I would like to apologize because I never knew her name.
I didn't either.
That's how you know how deep in the rabbit hole Amira went. She's like, you know, Angel. You remember Angel? I'm thinking about his sewage shit. I'm like, who's Angel?
Angel, like my auntie. I knew
Angel from high school.
She's the auntie she was a sucking hoe. Dick, y'all.
I remember you telling me that. Yeah.
I'm trying to go on tour with her.
I bet you're gonna get riding classes.
I would love to do riding classes.
Like, let me not put a business out there.
I would love to do riding classes. Who business? If I can get some coins,
because I was saying, because I've asked Amir to illustrate this shit.
I'm not riding. That's too much work.
Yeah, Amir be on like the tiptoes and shit. I was like, okay,
bitch. I'm not riding for nobody.
I was like, okay, bitch. Okay.
Right. I didn't have to do y'all like that.
Amir goes to the gym regularly. I don't. Okay. Like,
my check engine
light
don't kick off
just
for
be
a
on
while.
It. Right.
She said, forget Meganese. I want a mirror thighs.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. There we go.
Right. Whenever we're talking about Meganese,
I want a combination of all three.
Hey, look.
I don't know who's calf. I keep my calf.
Y'all.
I got calves.
Y'all, last Saturday, I did get me some. I locked them legs around that nigga and had them going, ooh.
Ew. Put my mic down. Go get the lights on right now.
She said, lower your tone.
It wasn't Raven, it was Willen, because it's the same nigga that was eating my asshole out with Crown Royal.
Oh my God, go wipe down my microphone right now.
Yeah, it's like sex with you is messy.
I know, but
it's unnecessary.
When you talk about
messy.
It, I feel like it's all over my mic. Like, I feel like my mic was in the room with
it's
you.
Like, it's like a mess. You know how you got a burger that as soon as you bite into it, it falls apart?
That's you.
So I'm a messy burger.
Yes, nigga, goddamn.
No. You're not the messy burger. You're you. The situation, the story, and how you told it was the messy
What's
burger.
The messy Ooh. Burger?
Break it down. Break it down for the people in the back. Yeah, I never said it was bad. Your sex could be great too. Okay. All parties involved.
Messy burger
it's just
sex
a lot
could
to
be
go
great.
Through.
Sloppy Joe's. Right. I had a lot to go through.
God damn.
Even though he what?
What?
Fuck you, Jonathan.
Yeah, fuck you.
Jonathan sends us a sex tape.
Jonathan sent us a sex tape. No one asked for that. No one even deserved that
we
shit.
We wasn't even together.
I couldn't tell who, what was the asshole and what was... It looked like something was bleeding. Jonathan swore nothing was bleeding.
Hey, no,
I swear to God, something was bleeding.
That was blood.
That was blood. That was blood. We didn't deserve that.
We didn't.
But as
we wasn't even near each other.
Not the unsolicitation.
Jonathan was having a
grump when I sent that too.
Bitch.
He said
yeah,
it.
Like,
you sent like three
clip.
Videos.
You sent like no. videos.
This
and
is
you
the,
know, we
he
like,
said
oh,
he was drunk.
Friend. Let's
I'm
watch
like, I'm picturing Jonathan.
Fact, they're like, is this too good for me to keep it
Fact.
To myself? No, it wasn't.
It's okay. You can put Jonathan down as the creator for the first OnlyFans.
No. People subscribe to OnlyFans, right? Like, you do that intentionally, right?
Yeah.
No, that was unintentional, bitch.
Right.
Right. That was harassment. I feel harassed.
That was harassment.
Well, submit to jail, Your Honor.
My eyeballs were
nah,
sexually
like
assaulted.
That shit. You see... First of all, he likes me in the handcuffs. Like, it's the whole problem.
I do.
Y'all
I
gonna have
turn,
police
get,
at Jonathan's door, like.
Sam, no.
I'm following up on a video man. From years
me
ago.
Me and Jazz was handcuffed before, and I got so turned
by
on.
By actual police.
I
and
got
he's
so
up here flirting with the dude.
By
like, ooh,
actual
I like
police.
Me. Like, nigga, we about to go to jail.
Look, he was 26 years old. He went to PRP, graduated 2008.
Why did he ask this man his
Why do you
life
know this
story?
Whole life story?
And you see how he went to PRP? We was not in Louisville when this happened.
We was in Bowling Green.
He asked him about his life.
How does this happen? She said by actual police.
No, it was,
was it one of those? Was it one of those police officers that always
shit.
Have their hair gelled and swooped to the side?
No, he was a young police officer. He was 26 years old.
Okay, but they can.
So
have
his
their...
hair wasn't swooped.
No,
it was a curly. It was spiked. It was spiked.
No, his hair was curly.
If Anthony was
and he
there.
Was, he was
oh
brown skin.
Bullshit, you say, Anthony?
What I'm saying, I graduated PRB 2008, so I know who the fuck. I don't know who he is. Cause probably
look
I don't.
Him, look, he just sips the drink because he probably remember the name.
That's
he harassed your classmate.
What's his name? Well, I was about to say, like, who
let's see
who,
your
which
graduation pictures. Where's your yearbook?
Yeah, where is your yearbook? I'll point him out for you.
Anthony, your classmate's probably in therapy till this day.
No, he was actually agreeing with me, answering my questions and all that.
That was coping.
He was being polite.
That was him being cordial in the moment.
Yeah.
Hey, Jazz was over there like, I need water.
I was thirsty.
Jasmine had real
they
life
woke
problems.
Me up kicking in the door and shit. I was thirsty.
Jasmine
yeah,
had
that
real
life
problems.
That dumbass opened the door.
She had real life problems.
He
why you over here
door
trying to get the
as
number?
As they were leaving.
Wait.
They didn't even know we were home.
Handcuffed
stupid bitch gonna open the
in front of
door.
Your body or behind your body?
Behind the body.
Oh, that's huge. Y'all look at some criminals.
No, damn. Like, it was handcuffed behind the body.
Yeah, it was behind the body.
We was on the knee. No, we was sitting down at the time.
Yeah, couch. I was like, I was not on my
what
knees.
What the fuck did y'all do?
No, we didn't do nothing.
Yeah, that's why we y'all, didn't go to
jail.
It was
Brian's
dumbass cousin.
Oh, sitting on the curb.
Dang,
I'm
we
not
ain't
getting
name
up.
Dropping
he sure did.
My center of gravity would be all off.
It would be all right. off.
It was my ex and his
Oops.
Cousin. Both of the same name.
Oops. Fucking dead. Listen, y'all. We got
back
a minute
to bestiality.
Left. No, we back to wrapping this shit up.
I
almost got fucked by a pig. I almost got fucked by 12.
Oh, they have corkscrew dicks, by the way. Very fitting. So with that being said.
That was beautiful. That's a quotable moment. That is a quotable moment.
I didn't have a
the shoe motherfucking fits. All right, y'all. Thank y'all so much for tuning into the Amir Show. This concludes the goddamn show for the night. My squadron is crazy. Absolutely love them. Y'all go ahead and plug yourselves, starting right here. But I did was ask y'all to introduce yourselves, but y'all plugged them.
That's how I just said, Jasmine.
First and foremost, your squad.
I
ain't
did it
crazy.
Correctly. Sorry.
Two. What did you say? Your squad ain't crazy.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. What, no, thank bitch, you don't.
What is voice you put on?
Him and Sam having a battle of the most.
That's the ordering from the menu. Yeah, can I get a?
Can I get a motherfucking.
This is my regular speaking voice.
Hey, I heard Jonathan Damn. Go deep one day. I got thrown off.
You were talking. Anyway, what?
Bitch, who you talking to?
My name's Anthony, and you can find me on Instagram. I don't know. I guess because I don't know. I guess is where I be. IONO_IGUESS. And don't forget, everybody, make sure you shower daily, you know what I'm saying? Protect yourself from COVID.
You know, in Kentucky, you have to have at least one bath a year.
What?
That's a law.
That's a law? Wait. I didn't know that.
Oh, my gosh.
They got me. I'm, like, trying to...
Y'all, I was in the car with somebody. It smelled like he ain't had a bath in weeks. He was musty as hell.
He's against the law, my nigga.
Hey, there's a dude at work. I said I was going to put that as a random fact on his desk.
He's breaking the law. Hell to the law.
Against the law, literally.
Just throw some water. Like, put some liquid soap in a bucket with water and throw it on him.
That nigga need a cap full of bleach.
As the apple cider vinegar.
I hate you.
It's your girl Shanti Way. Signing off for today. Okay.
Yeah, bitch, you keep going.
I really don't know.
What's your? Oh, wait a minute. Was that your Instagram?
Yeah, Shanti that way. No, not at Instagram, but at Shanti That Way on Instagram. My
bad.
I'm the worst.
You are, but it's okay. I still love you. On our show, it's a lot better.
It is. You know, because I had a week to prepare. You know, I'm not impromptu. Y'all need to tune in to Lovecraft Country. It come on every Sunday on HBO Mix. It's everything.
Hey, the new episode for Sunday is already on there.
It surely is. It came out early.
I just watched it today.
They like us.
That's what I watched when I saw him slit the throat of a goat.
Yeah, she showed this. Look at the old goat throat. Spoiler. Sorry, y'all.
I mean, they don't know. Shit.
I don't know where the goat came. Context, but that was a little wild. But it saved the day.
Go ahead, Johnny.
Oh, we skipped you.
No, it was okay. I'm gonna let y'all go first because y'all know y'all partners, y'all ace boo coons, y'all ride or dies.
Okay,
all
right.
Jonathan ain't never that nice to me. So can I go?
Go ahead.
All right. I actually know my Instagram today. My name is Jasmine. Instagram is @1_JazzysWorld. What? I know, it's crazy.
So proud.
Thank you.
Only took you like a year.
All right. Two. We didn't. No one needed that.
Maybe two, yeah.
And you know what's sad? It's been the same all year. It's been the same.
Yeah. For as long as I've known you. Yeah.
Again, follow us on FM Drip on Instagram, FM.drip. On Twitter, FM Drip. One word. Cash App is @FM. Actually, it's not it's $ FM Drip. One word. All right. Send us all the Cash Apps. We need it. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you, homie. Johnny.
She was real thuggish right
the
there.
The whole... The mic picked all that shit up. Fucker, plug yourself. God damn it.
I love plugging my...
Drink.
I plug myself every night.
Oh.
We are being...
We knew that.
We are being sponsored by Juicy Juice. If you got that good weight...
We're not sponsored.
Editing that out. Right. We're not sponsored.
Don't sue...
Parental advisory, explicit content.
Don't sue Amira. Not me. But no, you got a big and beautiful Jonathan Burrell. You can catch me on Instagram @LovinJohn on every Monday and Friday, starting soon, giving you your financial needs to be a better and profitable you.
A better and profitable you.
That was real cute. It was. And that's not your, it's @_. Did you say _? Ooh, somebody didn't think about
it. Why you always fucking up your Instagram?
Hey, Jonathan's
when he had Duchess,
correct.
It was Duchness. Yeah. He kept saying Duchess.
Jonathan's correct Duchess. Instagram is @1_11 without the G, John.
Thank you.
See, I don't want people to be like, I can't find
clearly
you.
Clearly, she's your assistant.
I ain't got that. I'm drunk.
And that's crazy how the John got an H even though your real full name don't.
I know. And then he called an attitude one day. I like his name. I had to change it in my phone because he said, I hate when people put the H in my name. Well, bitch, you did it. So well, I'm going
to
keep
did it. Your
Right. Caught a whole attitude
he
with me
be
one
like,
day.
I'm drunk.
And ain't going to do it. So he don't know how to spell his name. He.
Go ahead, Sam.
Oh,
I'm sorry, boo. You're not missing out on nothing but a bad liver. Oh, shit. They didn't have to do you like that?
Yo, but you know what I be thinking about when people say stuff like that? There's hella crack babies that have done wonderful things.
I mean, you're not incorrect.
Because you know what a crack baby dance, they hula hoop.
Look here.
All right, so Sam.
It's not a crack baby.
Oh, I was talking about not. The
blood. I am not.
Because I'm liable to sue for defamation.
Sam is a big, tall, beautiful black man.
Are you doing his plug?
Right.
Are you
I was edified. I'm sorry. I didn't want to leave him as a crack baby.
Hello, everyone, again. my name is Sam. You can find me on Instagram at Sam the Educator. Not Sam the Educator. Sam the Educator.
There's a difference.
If you want the Snapchat, just DM me from following me on Instagram.
OnlyFans.
Once again, Sam the Educator. And Cash App is Cash Sign Successful Sam. Once again, Cash Sign Successful Sam. If you want the Venmo or PayPal, once again, DM me on Instagram after
fans.
Following me on Instagram.
OnlyFans coming soon.
Fuck
it's
you.
Snapchat.
Once again, please like my last post because it is grossly underliked. I was so bad.
Like that too.
When I looked at that post 24 hours later, and I said, that's it?
Sam, it's okay. It's okay. My last post got reposted 6 times.
I be hyped when my post gets more than 5 likes. I'm like, people like me.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. My last video of me educating got reposted 6 times.
He said, grossly.
I don't delete them.
But yeah, since you all are here, can y'all go ahead and share my video on y'all story too? No, since y'all my friends. Thank y'all.
Yeah, is it on Love and John?
12. I don't have a signal.
She said no signal. All right, y'all. With that being said, again, thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Amira. You can find me at the one Amira Show on IG because it's the only one that matters. One more time for the people in the back that did not hear me, at the one Amira Show because it's the only one that matters. You can also visit www.theamirashow.com for more content, episodes, all of that, and the above. Thank y'all so much for your support and love. Cash apps, as everyone's dropping them. $, all caps, Amira Avenue.
Why?
Amira, A-V-E.
Y'all say it's just
Av. You really want to help
so
someone
don't
out.
Put Avenue. Just Av. That's a whole separate bitch.
Yeah. That's
so it's
a
like
whole...
the short and abbreviated yeah. Avenue, A-V-E.
Yeah, if you type in Avenue, that is not me, and I'm going to be pissed because that's a waste of dollars.
Yeah.
Unless you really want to help someone out, Cash App Tay, baby. 016.
Okay. I don't know how to spell it. Yeah. All
right. Right.
T-A-E-B-A-Y. 016.
Oh, my God.
B-A-Y.
Not that you've been
it's
saying
not even
baby,
how you
and that's
baby.
Bay.
B-A-B-Y.
Child, not that you misspelled baby.
Okay. See, film drip, one word, $ in the front.
Done.
Like,
all right, y'all.
They gonna say I'm
going to
send
it to film drip. Send it to film drip.
Send it to film drip. All right, we out this bitch. Everyone. Thank y'all so much for being on. I absolutely love my squadron. Y'all are the absolute bestest.
Of course.
It's all love here from the Amira Show. Everyone say bye-bye.
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 You're so aggressive.